And welcome to episode 251 of Board Game Blitz, a podcast of all things board games that you can listen to in less time than it takes to do art. This week, my brother and I are taking over the show. We will talk about the games that we played, Silution, Anakin, and Bomb Busters, Ghost Stories 2. And now, here are your hosts.
Roy
and Kevin.
This game is Silly Shenanigans, and in this game there's a padlock and toys, and whoever gets the most toys wins.
Okay.
If you get the same color or same shape of the same toy, you put it underground in the boulder, and then you have to remember if there's one in there that's right for you.
Now, yeah. We can pass.
This is.
Now we can pass the game over to Kevin.
Pass it over to Kevin.
Thank you. So, this game is called Silly Shenanigans. And the game, whoever, this is how you win, you know. You just, sometimes you get to roll dice, and whatever it has, you do. And picking out of the bag is fun, then you get a toy, but you try to feel the shape because you don't want the same shape that you already have or the same color, but you can't feel a color. But you just have to try, and this is how the game works, okay? But then if you don't get it right, you put it in the dump, which is a hole right here, and those are where they are, and these are the toys. It looks like this guy almost won, and this is what the game looks like. Okay, now we can pass it over to
Ambie. Do you want to talk more about why you like it at all?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the game that Kevin was talking about, and when I talked about that first, and yeah. I like this game a lot. I play it sometimes. I mean, I haven't played it that much, but I might someday.
And you just played it, Roy.
Yeah, but I think I played it like just two times, and I can pass it over back to Kevin. Bye!
So, I really like the colors of the cover. Your kids might like it. It's a pretty fun and colorful game.
Yeah, it is.
And it's kid-themed.
Yeah, it is.
This is why I said it, because it's a game with lots of different toy shapes that your kids might be very interested in.
I said that.
They also might like the hole, because the cave is like a 3D hole thing, you know. And that's all I have to say. So we can pass it over to who would like the game. So we can pass it over to her.
Is that enough?
And now, yeah. Now the next game is Ghost Stories. I chose Ghost Stories because I really like horrors. And I'm a horror artist, you know. Which, this is it. Ghost Stories.
I like Ghost Stories because of the art and I like the scary stuff, and it looks cool, and I like playing it, and yeah, I'm getting pass it over back to Kevin. My name is Roy.
So here, I got the game. This is Ghost Stories. What I like about this game is I really like horrors, and I'm a horror artist, and I can show you some of my art, you know. This is one which I love horrors. So, this is a scary clown. I just love horrors that I like to play that game. But we haven't played it in a long time. And now we can pass it back to Roy.
Yeah. Don't forget that my name is Roy. But, yeah. I like it because of the colors and everything else. And, yeah, I can pass it over to Kevin. But remember, my name is Roy.
Okay, so if you have seen K-pop Demon Hunters, I have just found out that these guys right here look like the Soldier Boys in their demon form because I really like the Soldier Boys. And I also saw that, which does look like a Soldier Boy. And now we can do the next game. Okay, this is Bomb Busters, but not just Bomb Busters. It's my version of Bomb Busters. So my version of Bomb Busters is, I have to explain the whole thing. So I had a spinner, and then we spin it, and if it shows like a number of lots of things, that's how many bombs you get. And if you get a skull and crossbones, that means you might get a bomb. So let's say I spin it here, that means 2 bombs, 3 bombs, 4 bombs, 5 bombs. And then this means might get a bomb. This means you can take away 1 or 2 bombs, might get a bomb. And then if you spin it again and get here, then that means you get a bomb. And for the bombs, I want to show you guys the bombs. So there are green translucent things of these for some bombs. And there are also like red cylinders and yellow cylinders. So this is the, and these are the other bombs. And these yellow and blue, see? And also, if we're playing a big game, both of these are, and even these are the bombs, okay? And that's how Kevin's version of Bomb Busters were. But there's a different version. That's the real version. I can mention that maybe a different time. And we can pass it over to Roy.
But I like Kevin's version of Bomb Busters.
Okay.
And yeah, so Kevin's version is very different than the real one. And I can pass it over to Kevin. Roy's passing it over to Kevin.
Okay, so now we can do the intros.
And then that's it for our week's part of the game, Blitz. Visit our website, boardgameblitz.com. For more context and links, join us on Discord for game nights, discussions, and more by following the link and the show notes. Support the show by leaving us a rating and a review on your podcast provider. And if you support us a lot and get some perks, check out our coupon at ko-fi.com/boardgameblitz today. Our theme song was composed by Andrew Morrow. Until next time,
if there's something hot in a black bar,
who can you call?
Bomb Busters!
Bye, everyone.
See ya!